The case, though, involved more than 6,000 victims, either relatives of those who died or others who allege they were left ill from asbestos inhalation. Mark Hendry has met many of those victims. He's one of the founders of Andeva, a French asbestos victim support group. He's been following the Itani case in Italy closely. Hendry describes how he felt when he heard the verdict.
A mixture of satisfaction and hope. Satisfaction to see for the first time a criminal court pronounce a sentence for asbestos victims. This will not bring back the lives of the people who died. Justice is not a cure, but it helps people to accept things. Also, this sentence is a warning for all the industrials who are still promoting the use of asbestos.
Now, environmentally speaking, you've been to Casale Monferrato, one of the towns at the center of the case and former location of an Eternit cement plant. What was that like? What is Casale Monferrato like these days, post-Eternit?
Well, it's a medium-sized town. It's something like 40,000 people. The day I was there, there was 2 days of conference for asbestos victims. And what impressed me most was that, half of the balconies of the city's house were decorated with flags, banners saying Eternit Justicia, justice Eternit. This was very impressive.
Justice as in we want justice from this plant that has caused us so much harm?
Exactly. There is a kind of anger you can really feel in the city. I mean, the numbers are incredible. Around 40,000 people. There's been more than 3,000 deaths by asbestos in the last 15 years. It means that everybody in town either has someone in his family or a friend or a cousin that they know has died from asbestos.
And considering that, I mean, it's kind of amazing that the two men convicted yesterday do not live in Italy. They were sentenced in absentia and are expected to appeal the verdict. Is this merely a symbolic verdict? And how is that going to play with the people in towns like Casale Monferrato?
Well, the symbolic power of the verdict is obvious. The other thing that is pretty obvious is the two accusers are going to appeal. What is more delicate is, are they going to pay the fees they were condemned to pay to the victims, to the town, to the region? That we will see probably in the next month or couple of months.
And we're talking about 30,000 euros per person for damages, right? That's about $35,000-$37,000 each.
There were several sentences. I mean, there was essentially between 30,000 and then 35,000 euros for each victim. I mean, they had offered the city 18 million euros to get out of the trial, which actually the mayor at first glance accepted. And then with all the protest of people of the city, he retracted.
Mark Hendry, you've taken on this role as advocate for victims of asbestos, but your day job, shall we say, is a professor of mathematics in Paris. Why do you care? Why do you care so much about the people in this case in Italy and victims of asbestos exposure?
Well, the road between mathematics and asbestos for me has been that actually I work in a huge building in Paris, the university building, which was entirely sprayed with asbestos. I started getting interested in asbestos when I discovered that we had several colleagues, several people in our university who were sick. At the time, France was still importing a lot of asbestos. So one of the first claims of our movement was to obtain a ban on asbestos. And then throughout Europe, and that's where we started having an international action connecting with other people from other countries.
I'm wondering if you know anybody personally who has died from asbestos exposure and how vigilant you've been about your own health.
Well, I'm for the moment in perfect health. I've actually known personally many victims. Many of them die after a while. It's a general cause, which I found just and human. It is also, I guess, a very personal issue.
Mark Hendry with Andeva, an asbestos victim support group. Thank you very much.
Thank you.